Democrat election disinformation deployed in New Hampshire against General Bolduc. By Wendell Hasebo on November 3, 2022. Election disinformation has been deployed in New Hampshire this week against Republican Senate candidate General Don Bolduc in his race against Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, Breitbart News has learned. A shady entity named the Center of Voter Information has sent direct mail pieces with false information about General Bolduc's policy positions to Granite State voters in Winchester, the southwest corner of the state, zip code 03470. It is unknown how broad the election disinformation scheme has become. The name of the outfit, Center of Voter Information, is so innocuous as to provide the impression that the center is a nonpartisan entity devoted simply to informing New Hampshire voters. But the Center of Voter Information, headquartered in Washington, D.C., is not benign. The center is run by Tom Lopak, the president and CEO of the Voter Participation Center and the Center for Voter Information. Lopak's professional experience includes former chief of staff of former Montana Governor Steve Bullock and Senator John Tester, D-Mount. From 2007 to 2008, he was also the national finance director of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, which is in charge of raising money to defeat Senate Republicans. Lopak has sent direct mail pieces with false election information to New Hampshire voters, according to a direct mail pieces obtained by Breitbart News. With three checkmarked boxes, the flyer claims Bolduc supports defunding American cybersecurity, supports keeping hearing aids expensive, and opposes replacing lead pipes. Lopak's signature appears at the bottom of the flyer. Above Lopak's signature, a disclaimer admits Bolduc's policy positions have been misconstrued by noting a candidate's position is sometimes more complicated than a yes or no answer. If you want additional, detailed information on these issues, the flyer reads, you can visit the candidate's websites. Nowhere on Bolduc's website does he say he supports defunding American cybersecurity, supports keeping hearing aids expensive, and opposes replacing lead pipes. Doug Sears, a former U.S. diplomat, urban school superintendent, and current resident of Winchester, received Lopak's direct mail piece. Sears told Breitbart News the flyer was tried to appear as nonpartisan but ultimately is a false flag operation run by a longtime Democratic operative. The flyer that we received from the innocuously named Center for Voter Information purports to provide important information to voters and includes the claim we have done our best to represent each candidate in a fair and reasonable way, Sears said in a written statement. But it is a false flag operation run by a longtime Democratic operative and deliberately misinforms. General Bolduc is portrayed, for example, as not supporting cybersecurity improvements that would protect the energy grid and water systems. Even at glance, that's not a plausible argument, Sears explained. The guy has 5 bronze stars for valor. Someone is spending big to disinform. We hear often about our democracy from the cultural elites, Sears added. Stuff like this tears at the fabric of our constitutional republic. The false election information comes as General Bolduc increased his lead over Hassan by nearly 2 points on Thursday despite being outspent by $9 million, third quarter fundraising totals show. General Bolduc has clawed his way from 11 points down and now leads by 2, a 13-point swing in 6 weeks. The Granite State Senate race is one of 7 battleground states that will determine which party controls the Senate. To retake the high chamber, Republicans need to hold Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and retake either Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, New Hampshire, or Georgia to have a 1-seat majority in the Senate. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.